This is elections or elections to come. It is difficult to hear major presidential candidates for either major political party get up and talk about their program without stifling a chuckle. Almost all of them are corporate henchmen who've gotten their political positions by serving the whims of their corporate elites. What is perhaps most amusing is to see these guys, most are guys, dressed down with work shirts, their collars unbuttoned, their sleeves rolled up, to affect an illusion that they're just average working stiffs instead of the wealthy corporate shills that they've spent their entire lifetimes being. It is a telling reflection of the political need to perform this schlocky kind of theater in order for them to begin to be heard by average everyday folks among the American citizenry. Most can't point to any real legislative, gubernatorial, or mayoral achievement of any real note that helped out the working people. Indeed, many have been part of the generations-long war on the poor, sparked by Reagan and continued under Clinton to discipline the poor and make them amenable to corporate rule over the marketplace. The corporate media doesn't help matters when it blares about the falling unemployment figures or the rising Dow Jones average, when neither indicator really reflects much to average working folks. The unemployment rates are notoriously unreliable, for they never reflect those millions who have simply given up looking for work, those who are on disability, or those many in prison. As for the Dow, international studies scholar Vijay Prashad reports, quote, while almost half of U.S. households own some stocks, whether they are a retirement plan or otherwise, for 60% of households, their stocks amounted to only $4,000. The top 1%, those people who are given free money, hold almost half of all stocks, 47.7%, while the bottom 80% hold a minuscule 4% of all stock holdings. That's from Vijay Prashad's Keeping Up with the Dow Joneses, published by South End Press, 2003. When's the last time you heard a political candidate talk about those on the bottom of the nation's political economy? Those millions who are out of luck, out of work, on the bottom. If you listen to most polls, they'll wax eloquent about the great American middle class, as if there are not millions of folks who are below that great middle. Millions of folks work every day, but can't seem to get a grip on the means to really make a decent wage. For the politicians who yearn to run the government, these people are invisible. They don't exist. They are forgotten. If they're invisible before the election, what do you think they'll do afterwards? And now, the financial media broadcasts about the jobless recovery. For too many men and women in America, the answer is not simply jobs. Jobs without a living, growing wage, or just daily drudgery and toil. The millions of manufacturing jobs that have been lost in the past few years are gone forever. And in its place is a slew of service jobs, which don't begin to pay the rates of those that are gone. 5 years ago, corporations sent terror through their workforces by threatening to move to Mexico. With the beginning of Mexican trade unionism edging their way into the dreadful maquiladoras, businesses now threaten to cross the seas to China, where labor is even cheaper. The solution ain't voting for some loser to betray you after Election Day. It's to organize, to rebuild unions, and make them truly international entities to protect the interests of labor globally. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.